Welcome to Shakespeare Full Circle, a journey of a circuitous nature into the mind of the Bard of Avon, or as you become more familiar, Uncle Will. I'm your host, Kari Marshall. In a story today of scholastic pursuits and self-imposed romantic reclusiveness, it may seem somewhat surprising that we find the unadorned veracity of the naked truth, but in sooth, we will, or Uncle Will We? After Shakespeare's Christmas Festival production of The Comedy of Errors in December of 1594, he turned his quill in the new year to the quandary of intellectual pursuits over the baser naughtiness of our nature. The story of Love's Labour's Lost surrounds the King of Navarre and his three companions, who choose to devote their efforts to the pursuit of knowledge and philosophical study, and to that end swear off all romantic pursuits, vowing to 3 years of celibacy. Cue the arrival of the Princess of France and her ladies-in-waiting. Now, interestingly, the phrase the naked truth does not directly deal with love.
True love!
Or even Carol Ann Duffy's oniony, careful undressing thereof, but rather with a duel. About love-ish, granted, but as metaphorical as actual. And it happens during a play within a play. Let's see if we can do this relatively quickly. In Act 5, Scene 2, following the king and his companions' visit to the French princess and her veiled ladies-in-waiting, the boys themselves disguised as Russians, to exchange tokens which they give to the wrong ladies, mistakenly vowing affection to each other's romantic interest. And then there's a pageant, or a play within a play, where Costard, the king's jester, announces that Armando, a visitor from Spain, has impregnated the country wench, Jaconetta. In front of all, Armando challenges Costard to a duel, but then thinks better of it.
I will not combat in my shirt.
You may not deny it. Pompey hath made the challenge. Hmm?
Sweet bloods, I both may and will.
What reason have you fought?
The naked truth of it is, I have no shirt. I go woolward for penance.
True.
And it was enjoined him in Rome for want of linen.
Uncle Will uses this in his usual manner of multiple meanings, where it represents both the unadorned truth that Armando will not fight in a shirt, making him quite literally, at least from the waist up, naked. A few years later in 1597, author John Lilly would pen in his Euphues, The Anatomy of Wit, "If these things be true, experience trieth that a naked tale doeth most truly set forth the naked truth." One of the most famous uses of this phrase would come from across the English Channel in the mid-1890s by French painter Jean-Léon Gérôme. In the last decade of his life, he put oil to canvas in 4 paintings that personified truth, with his arguably most famous being Truth Coming Out of the Well, that depicts a pale, almost porcelain-skinned, naked woman emerging from a well with what can only be described as a look of pain, dismay, or horror, with an open, moaning, or screaming mouth. In her hand, a whip or switch which, according to the second part of the title, is set to chastise humanity. Actually, it's quite unsettling. You should look it up. It is, however, generally considered that he may have taken his imagery inspiration not from Uncle Will, but rather from a translation of an aphorism of the philosopher Democritus. In reality, we know nothing, for the truth is in an abyss. With the representation of the abyss as a well, and the emerging birthday-suited maiden signifying truth, the painting then popularized, for the French at least, the phrase La vérité nue, or the naked truth. And for me, being part of humanity, much like Armando, would like to avoid a whipping. Well, alas and alack, my friends, that's all we have time for. Join us again next time for another circuitous journey into the mind of Uncle William. I'm Kari Marshall. Farewell until next time. Shakespeare Full Circle is a production of WGTE Public Media. You can learn more and download all episodes at wgte.org/sfc or wherever you get your podcasts.